Okay, so briefly, one of my family members asked me whether it is permitted to, whether it's permitted to buy used furniture during the 3 weeks. So I hadn't really looked into it, but there are several potential issues before we get to used, because that won't really make much of a difference, but at the end there's a little bit of a caveat where it does. In general, can you buy new furniture during the 3 weeks? So there's several potential issues that there could be. The first potential issue is that the minhag is not to say shechayanu during the 3 weeks. And if one is getting a significant piece of furniture, not a small little piece of furniture, but I don't know, a new set of couches or something like that, potentially one would have to say shechayanu. If that's the case, it would potentially be problematic the entire 3 weeks. However, Rav Shlomo Aviner notes that in general we have two brachot that we say on happy things. One is shechayanu, and the other is hatov ha'meitiv. And one of the dividing lines between shechayanu and tov ha'meitiv is that if something is designated to benefit more than one person, we usually say hatov ha'meitiv over shechayanu. And therefore, while there's a machlokas poskim about this, the majority of poskim assume that even though hatov ha'meitiv is a joyous bracha, the real problem with saying Shechayanu is not that it's joyous, but rather that it blesses this time. Shechayanu v'kimanu v'igyanu lazman hazeh. Hatov v'ameitiv, while maybe joyous, doesn't actually describe the time as an auspicious time, and therefore, even though it's a happy bracha, the majority of poskim, again, there are achronim who dispute this, but the majority of achronim assume that this is not a problem. So on the level of Shechayanu, at least if you're buying furniture for an apartment, a house in which more than one person lives, for your family and the like, on that level, as Rav Aviner notes, presumably according to most poskim, that will not be a problem. The more likely problem you're going to run into is that at least once we hit Rosh Chodesh Av, there's another prohibition, which the Mishnah already notes, which is mimatin b'masa umatan, that we minimize business dealings. Now there is a machlokas as to whether that means we minimize all business dealings or we only minimize business dealings or primarily business dealings which relate to joy. I mean, this basically divides amongst Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Ashkenazim are more machmir. In general, assume we are stringent on all transactions, and we also tend to have a lower threshold of what counts as joyous. And therefore, Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Chelek Gimel Tshuva Pei Bet writes that buying significant furniture, he includes their closets. This is not really true in North America, but in Israel, if you've ever been there, right, there aren't built-in closets, right? What?
Like IKEA closets.
Yeah, right. I mean, here most people have built-in closets, but in Israel, you buy closets. It's significant. They're very expensive. It's true in Europe as well. Couches and the like. Rav Moshe says that once you enter the 9 days at least, so then this is a tshuva to his son. He writes, then you should not buy it under the rubric of mematin b'masa umatin. Rav Adi Yosef is quoted by his son by Rav David Yosef in Taras Moedim in Simon Hay in Os Tezayin, as saying that it's not true. Furniture doesn't bring joy, and therefore he thinks it's not a problem. He does have one caveat, which is that Shulchan Aruch does write that what is a problem, even if you have the more minimal view of the type of business dealings that we minimize during the 9 days, is if you're buying something for a beit chatnut, if you're buying it for a marriage house, which in context probably means what they used to have was a special house where the Chasam Kala lived for a week. But from this Rav Ovadia derives that if you are buying, or at least he seems to, if you're buying furniture for a newly married couple, right, a couple is setting up their house, then Rav Ovadia says he thinks it would be prohibited, even according to Svardim, because at that point, it is particularly joyous, right? It's not just, I'm buying furniture, I'm buying furniture to set up my new home as I get married, and that does have a higher level of joy. And then Rav Ovadia agrees with Rav Moshe that it would be prohibited to buy furniture. A third possible reason, though it's not really brought in most poskim, is the Maharil, in a piece which is quoted by the Elia Rabbah, writes that he thinks it's usher to paint your house during the entire 3 weeks. He thinks that home renovations are problematic, not just during the 9 days, but the entire period of the 3 weeks. That's part of the mourning that he thinks at least for Ashkenazim. So potentially what could have constructed a prohibition against buying furniture under this sort of rubric, the problem really, or I don't know if it's a problem, the fact is that the majority of Poskim, while the Elia Rabbah does quote this Maharil, the majority of Poskim, when they address this question, take it either under the Shechianu problem or the Matan B'Masa U'Matan, and under Shechianu, the majority of Poskim don't think it's a problem, and under the Matan U'Masa, Ashkenazi Poskim, or Moshe at least, thinks it's a problem during the 9 days. Ravadia thinks furniture is not a problem during the 9 days, unless the caveat that it's for a newly married couple, in which case he thinks it is a problem. Two more caveats. One is that the poskim note, if it's l'shem mitzvah, it's permitted. So if you're buying it for yourself or for your kids who are getting married, so then it might be problematic. If you're buying it for, I don't know, an orphan, and you're helping them build their house, and then it's a mitzvah, so then the poskim, right, presumably should be mutter. The second caveat is, as for used furniture, everything I said until now, I don't think is a difference between used furniture and new furniture. If it's a significant piece of furniture that's adding to your house, so either it adds joy or it doesn't. The caveat is that the poskim write that even something you normally can't buy, if you're going to miss a significant sale and it'll cause a loss of money, so then you can buy it. Now, while new furniture, unless there's a very significant sale going on this week that won't be on next week, usually you can just wait till after the 9 days. When it comes to used furniture, to secondhand things, if you find a really good deal, presumably it will be gone if you wait till the end of the 9 days. If that's the case, so then you have a different avenue of heter to permit buying it even during the 9 days. Again, you have to be honest whether there is such a loss, but that would be a potential avenue for heter.